Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Dr. Tim Cranny back on the show. Tim Cranny is CEO of Panoptic Security, and it's an organization that helps companies like you and me make sure that we comply with all the security requirements that we have when we do business online. And he's a security expert across the landscape of this topic. And so we got him in, back in here to give us an update on how things are going. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. Tim, before we get into, let me tell you what I told the audience just a few minutes ago when I told them you were coming.
Sure.
I said, if you're not doing it now, if you survive into the future, your future will include some element of e-business, which includes e-commerce. But primarily, I use the term e-business because when you in e-business, whether you take their money or just manage their information, you have information about your customers, and you have to protect that, don't you?
Absolutely.
If you don't, let me put it this way. If you imagine that you're not going to be doing any of the things I just said in 5 years, then imagine yourself out of business. What do you think, Tim?
I think that's absolutely right. One of the trends I spoke about last time, and one that's continuing to move strongly, is these sorts of issues are becoming more universal. So there's really no place to hide. There's no option to ignore these things. The choice really does come down to doing it properly and efficiently, or doing it in an inefficient, unsafe way.
Right. Now, in the early days, Tim, meaning 8 years ago, in the old days, back in the ancient days, the issue was not so much about security as it was just having the granular applications that the small businesses need. In other words, somebody to develop and make available the capability on a small business incremental level at a price we could afford. That was the issue, was the miniaturization, so to speak, not the security issue. Yep. But today, the miniaturization has happened. Now we're talking about making sure small business owners can actually perform like the big guys. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. So we've got the features and the functionality now. In a lot of ways, what we are seeing is, continuing your description, is the miniaturization of security, though. Security used to be aimed at and developed for the big guys, mm-hmm. and only the big guys needed to worry about it.
Because they were the only guys that was worthy of the bad guys going after.
Exactly. It was an effort to be a hacker.
Because they could hack me or they could hack Microsoft, MasterCard, and it's the same amount of time. Where's the payoff?
Exactly right. So part of the democratization that we see with the web and with this new communication world we live in is it's now very easy to attack millions of little guys. So even 5 years ago, you used to hear people saying with some justification, I'm a little guy, I'm below the radar. That is absolutely 100% not true anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're living in a fool's paradise if you think you can hide like that.
So the truth is, and the sad truth is, that the hackers, the bad guys, are they're turning their attention toward us, aren't they? Because it does take them time to break through a major a player's site, but if they do, the payoff is big. But for a lot of small folks, it's like, oh, the door's open, let me walk in.
Absolutely. So we know for a fact, just looking at the evidence today, most attacks are at little guys. They're at restaurants. They're at small businesses. They're at people who still think that they're safe, and that's what makes them so vulnerable.
You know, Tim, I did some work with IBM on cybersecurity a few years ago, and in those days, I remember a number that we talked about, $84 billion a year industry, this cyber terrorism, cyber attacks, and you know, bad guys out there. $84 billion. I bet by now that's an ancient history number. What is it? Do you know what it is today?
No one really knows the number. You can measure it in different ways, but if you use some consistent way of measuring it, what is absolutely known is that it's continuing to grow rapidly.
Yeah, and the bad guys are getting better every day, aren't they? I mean, this is becoming a mature profession to be a malicious hacker and thief of information.
It is. One of the key things that people need to remember is that security is always an arms race. You can never put some solution in place or do something and then declare victory.
Mm-hmm.
That's like having a really good play in football and then saying, that was great, now let's sit down on the field and take a 20-minute break.
And sadly, the bad guys are always at least a field goal ahead, aren't they? Because, I mean, the best you can do with these guys is tie them or catch up to them, right? Because I remember we talked about, in that project I was talking about, I learned about the concept of zero day.
Yep.
Tell the audience what that means.
Sure. With a lot of virus attacks, an amazing number of them are already known. We have the cure, but people aren't using the cure. It's like if people were to get polio today, you should have the vaccine, it should be available, and it just shouldn't happen.
Right.
But there are new attacks that no one has seen before, and the preventative measures and the solutions are not available. So a zero-day attack is when you get attacked on day zero of a new problem, and it's never been seen before, so it's very difficult to protect yourself.
And the good guys are trying to cut that down so that by the end of that day, they found the defense.
Yeah, so one point to make is, people shouldn't think of this as hopeless. What is hopeless is the hope or the idea of getting to a safe place and being able to relax.
Right.
You'll need to work on this every day of the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you can do a lot that is genuinely useful to make yourself safer and to limit the damage. So even with zero-day attacks, what that means is that the standard antivirus solutions won't be able to help you because they're not ready yet. One of the key things.
Well, that's the reason why you always want to keep updating your security system.
And
the good news, folks, there's good news as we go to the break. The good news is there are people out there who are working hard to provide small business owners with that granular miniaturization security so that you can be protected as much as anybody can be protected. And we're going to get Tim to talk to us some more about that particular topic, especially after these messages. It's 20 till. Tim is the CEO of Panoptic Security. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members. We've got about 1,500 people, experts. The world's largest community of small business experts on the planet are members of our Brain Trust. And so hope you check them out, too. They got a lot of stuff from not only on what they've deposited with us, like our good friend Dr. Tim Cranny, who's with us right now. Not only have they deposited stuff that we have with us in our work together, but you can follow them home. You can go to their websites from their position in our website. It'll let you know, if you find somebody you're interested in, you can click on their link and go right to their website and see what they have to offer out there. So we're the gateway to a lot of people and a lot of help for your small business. I hope you check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll this week. And the poll this week is about which political party or movement do you think has the best ideas for the economy? And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far immediately. Dr. Tim Cranny, as I said, is our guest. He's the CEO of Panoptic Security. And Tim, tell us a little bit about Panoptic.
Sure. So we were founded in 2008. We're based in Salt Lake City, despite the accent. And we were created specifically to help the little guy handle security issues. So rather than be a bunch of consultants who will only work for thousands of dollars a day, we've designed our business and our technology and our services to help even the little folks who just can't afford the consulting type services.
So when I talked earlier about the miniaturization of security capability, I was talking about you.
Absolutely,
you're part of that. You're part of that industry. And it is an industry now. The small business security industry is intact, isn't it, and growing.
It is. It's being born right in front of our eyes. So it's not mature yet, but there's a lot of activity, and there's already a lot of solutions and services and products that people can get.
And of course, folks, what's got to be part and parcel to the miniaturization of the capability is the incrementalization of the pricing too, right, Tim? Because you know, we need the power. We need the same power that Microsoft has, or MasterCard, or American Express has. But we don't have the budget for it. So you've got to give us this capability in micro budget elements, don't you?
That's absolutely right.
So let's talk a little bit about, tell the audience a little bit about how you ply your trade and how a company like yours, and I know you have competition, so folks, the main thing is we're going to get you to use Tim as an example, and then you can work off of his example to find the company that's best suited for you. Tell us how we can get to Panoptik.
Sure. So almost all the services and products that we offer start on the web. So you can just start at www.panopticsecurity.com. And the good news is that what Panoptik does is use the modern technologies like the web and so on to deliver software as a service, and that helps drive the cost down. And we also
this is all part of cloud computing, folks. You and I've been talking about for a couple of years now. Go ahead, Tim.
Absolutely. We also use essentially an artificial intelligence engine, so some sophisticated technology on the back end, so that the expertise that our people have is captured and packaged and made available to people without needing to pay consultant type rates. So technology can make things more efficient and more accessible and cheaper, and that's what we are using to actively drive security services down to the little guys.
So as you look around on Tim's side and see what he has to offer, you're also going to be practicing this platform of capability that's out there, the cloud computing, the software as a service capability that more and more people are coming to, folks. This is our future. So, all right, Tim. So, how would you work with a company?
The first place that we start at is helping merchants and small organizations with PCI, the payment card industry data security standard.
Right.
It is absolutely not the only thing that people need to worry about. One of the trends that we're seeing that's continuing is the security world is getting more complicated in terms of there's now more than one target. But anyone who takes credit or debit cards needs to worry about PCI. It's a broad set of security requirements imposed upon small businesses by Visa and MasterCard, etc. And the good news is that because it's fairly broad and because it's universal, if you do it right, then you're almost guaranteed to be doing the right things with regard to breach notification laws, with regard to privacy legislation, with regards to HIPAA or any other sorts of government rules that you are subject to.
Now, is this only for online transactions?
The bottom line is no. So we provide the service online. But
it also needs to be, if somebody walks into my store and gives me a credit card and I swipe it on property, there's still a security issue there.
Absolutely.
So the things that you do and your industry is working on are not just online, right?
That is completely correct. So
yeah.
PCI and things like that, the services might be offered online in terms of helping how Panoptik helps merchants, but everyone needs to worry about security.
Yeah.
Unless you're living in a cave in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
In which case, you're probably not listening to the...
This is one of the disciplines every manager of a business has got to include as part of the efficiencies that come with e-commerce and with more efficient ways of doing business with customers also comes with a responsibility of security.
Absolutely.
Hey, Tim, I've got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's www.panopticsecurity.com.
PanopticSecurity.com. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always a pleasure, sir.
See you next time. Dr. Tim Cranny, folks. He'll be back another day and keep us posted on this topic. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.